Welcome back to What It's Really Like to Be an Entrepreneur. I'm Vincent A. Lancey.
And I'm Debbie Lundberg.
Whether you're already an entrepreneur or looking to start your journey tomorrow, or just someone who needs a little extra motivation to get through the day, this is the perfect podcast for you. Each week, I will interview a different entrepreneur from across the globe. I will continue to offer episodes in all industries to provide you with many different perspectives. You never know which motivational journey will inspire you most. Each guest will take you through their story and help you learn from their successes and lessons learned. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate the show 5 stars and continue listening by subscribing. And it's time for another episode where we rewind the clock. My guest on the show today is a returning guest from season 1. The guest on the show today is someone I networked with fresh out of graduate school and have become great friends since. One of my mentors, Lee, introduced us, and I am very grateful he did. Debbie's hard work has been recognized in the Tampa Bay Business Journal's Best in the Biz as a top 10 business-oriented speaker for 5 years consecutively, and as a Business Journal Businesswoman of the Year finalist. She is the CEO and founder of Presenting Powerfully, along with being an 11-time published author, certified life coach, certified leadership coach, and a certified image consultant who speaks on, facilitates, trains, and coaches and consults nationally. She's so inspiring. And since our last talk, Debbie has co-created and co-hosts a podcast, The Business of Life Masterclass, along with publishing an incredibly valuable new book, Remote Rockstar, and so much more. For those of you in Tampa, you may have seen her on the news for this book, as well as for her inspiring journey from her experiences the last few months. She'll touch on all of that. So allow me to please introduce Debbie Lundberg. Debbie, it's great to see you.
Happy to see you too. Been such a pleasure. And it's hard to believe it's been that long, but you're right. There's been a lot that has happened. I appreciate it and look forward to it. So thank you for having me back. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you. And it's great to have you back. Would you mind please reintroducing yourself to our listeners a little more and previewing your story without giving away too much of the entrepreneurial journey?
Happy to. I'm Debbie Lundberg, a performance coach with Presenting Powerfully. And as Ben said, founder and CEO of the firm. It's been 14 years after working in the auto industry and doing some training and development for national organizations. It's just been a thrill to create my own practice where I provide 4 key offerings, which include keynotes and talks, strategy and facilitation, teaming and training, and then what I call performance coaching and executive presence coaching. So that's the preview.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing all that, Debbie. I'm excited for everybody to learn everything you've been up to. And as you know, on each episode with a new guest, my guest and I go through the Big 5, which is the same series of 5 questions to help you, the listeners, learn what it's really like to be an entrepreneur. For Rewind the Clock episodes, we're going to have a Big 5 of its own. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
So it's been a while since we last connected, and I'm very happy to see all of your continued success. Let's revisit the business we introduced on our first episode to our listeners.
Well, it changed slightly, but certainly as Presenting Powerfully, a lot of people think of it as how do I speak publicly, which is part of what I've done and part of what I love to offer. The other side of it is the consideration of our communication, our emails, our behaviors, our relationship. They're all part of how we present. So it's really good timing for us to be sharing this, Vince, because while it's still called Presenting Powerfully, it's a lot of performance coaching. So I'm even looking at, is it appropriate for it to be Lundberg Performance Coaching or Presenting Powerfully or a combination thereof? And a lot of that is due to what people are interested in. And I believe we'll talk some more about that, but the business has been thriving, I would say, and that word gets overused, for 13 plus years. And then, of course, all of us have had some challenges and changes and opportunities lately that we'll get to. But overall, it's all about, I think, about performance. And everybody, personally and professionally, an individual or an organization, they deserve to feel their best. And we only feel our best when we're performing our best. And that's where the focus of my firm is.
Absolutely. A lot of great points in there, focusing on opportunities. And as I got out of graduate school, you're one of the people who really instilled value in me and focusing on value, and it's still carrying over. So now that we get into this next question, I'm excited for everybody to learn. Let's talk about the new entrepreneurial endeavors you've begun since your episode aired all the way back in season one.
Well, you mentioned it. We started the Business of Life Masterclass, and I believe we were working on it behind the scenes. And much like you with your success with podcasts and so many others who have inspired people through their guests, through their ideas, Barb Zant and I spent 6 months working on how do you create a podcast? What's effective? What do people want? And some people might say, well, that was a lot of effort. In that, though, she and I got to know each other so well. You have been a guest and we loved it. Mm-hmm. We decided it's all about, for us, four questions. You have five and we have four. And not that one's better or worse. It works for our time frame. We focus on 18 minutes or less, that TED Talk style, and ask four questions. We're in our second year, which is outstanding. And really, to Barb's credit, we are on every single platform that you can imagine. Some I've never heard of. So I select the guests, reach out to the guests, vet them, ensure that they feel good about what's happening and it's a good match for our listeners. And so our combination of collaboration has enhanced our relationship, our friendship. And then we hope you can say this. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it's been so enjoyable for us to learn from our guests. And something we do that very few that we know of do is when you come on our show, we then implement what you say. Unusual, yes, like you told us about how you work all hours of the day and night and how your schedule is different. We implement that minimally for a week in order to share with our listeners what's happened. And wow, some of the things we have done, said, and experienced went really well, and some of them we're not as good at. And it's just fair to tell people that it's not that everything is for everyone. It's that when you expand your horizons and you're willing to do your best at something that's not comfortable, you're going to grow in some way, shape, or form. So the Business of Life Masterclass is something that we look forward to continuing. And you also mentioned my book, Remote Work Rockstar. So of course I happen to have one here and the banner in the back if people are seeing us. Remote Work Rockstar became a passion really at first, but then what it became was a workbook. It is a guidebook for anybody working partially remotely, virtually, has someone on their team or all of their team, because we can learn, we can contribute, and we can lead in a virtual environment. And there are some effective ways to do it that make it a lot more enjoyable. And the seven chapters in the book have created an unexpected feedback loop to me from so many people. And I'm grateful that they said this changed how they communicated. It changed how they work with their team. And thank you for reading it ahead and sharing some ideas on it. It wasn't something that was on the radar. It was something that was created out of a need that people were talking about. And that's the other thing is, you know, we learn from all of you who are guests on the show. And then if you pay attention to what people are looking for, you may be an expert who can fill that. Now, I'm certainly not an expert in everything that was needed over the last few months, but that was one.
Well, you made a lot of great points again. And for everybody listening on, you could check out that episode on my website in the feature sections that I've done. Her episode is there with our picture. We have a really fun picture of her, Barb, and I in the studio. And she also talked about how she implements the ideas on the show. And I think it's great practice for stepping outside your comfort zone, because in life, you're going to have to do that a lot. And you're able to try new things and maybe pick up some things along the way. So I think those are awesome follow-up episodes. But I do think this next question is going to help our listeners immensely, as we are all in this together. Let's talk about how COVID has affected your entrepreneurial endeavors, and we'll start with Presenting Powerfully.
Okay, well, COVID hit, and not that anybody is looking for which date it was, but certainly March of 2020. And in March of 2020, I had the entire year planned out. I think we've talked about this, and perhaps not on the show, that when I first started my practice, my business, Presenting Powerfully, my goal was to, of course, cover all my costs and to pay myself. And then as the years went by, it was to do that in a shorter amount of time and move it to before the fourth quarter, before the mid-year. And these past couple of years, my goal had been to have everything covered by the first quarter. Now, I just mean the basics of the mm-hmm. business. And fortunately, I had that in place then, because what I do typically is 60-65% of the time I'm traveling.
Yeah, and you are.
And at some points, like many people, so I don't mean this as poor me, I mean it as March came and I watched the dollars on the plans and the calendar change completely. So I was very grateful, and I encourage anybody, if they're willing to do that, is to, I'm going to use the word sacrifice, but it's really invest. Invest in your business in the early years, that you figure out what are the minimums, what can you cover, and play a bit of a game that nobody loses, that the sooner you can cover that in your business, then the rest of that year becomes bonus. And believe me, if you never believed it before, or if I ever questioned it, I won't in the future, because I've been allowed to carry through the year. And so what I decided to do, instead of feeling down, not that I wasn't disappointed, I started just simply offering to clients and organizations complimentary virtual sessions on how to work remotely and other topics. And before 6 months was up, really before 5 months, I delivered over 50 of those at no charge. So I was still doing what I love and what my passion is. I wasn't getting paid for it, and yet I knew it was still contributing, and I was hopeful that it was making a difference positively for people. And it kept relevance, it kept importance, it kept me aware of what was on people's minds. I was learning. And so while nothing came in, literally nothing came in other than a PPP, and I was grateful for that, I was okay. And I dare say I was a little bit better than okay, because I wasn't thinking, well, if I do this, can I get some business out of it? I was doing it and thinking, I hope it makes a difference. And I really had full days, not just quote unquote busy, but full productive, good conversations that were challenging with some CEOs and HR leaders, people who were new in the workforce. And I felt like I could be a resource. So that's what really changed. And I had my very first stand up. I hadn't stood up and delivered in over 6 months. I had it the other day, and it.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it felt good, but I'll tell you what, I was a little bit, I tell people nerves are good, right? And I believe that, because nerves make you care. Well, I had a little bit more of the nerves, because I thought, 6 months, I'm used to doing this 6 to 10 times a week. So that experience with COVID was certainly one of adjustment, positioning, and what I call direction. I'm not a big person on necessarily shift or pivot. You'll hear me say those words. I'm not saying I don't, but I thought, well, how can I position this? How can I direct my energy? And it so far worked out.
Yeah, I can certainly resonate with you as far as taking time off in between gigs. Granted, mine are not nearly as many as yours were, and I battled the beginning of entrepreneurship. But if I went a few months without speaking and you're getting back, it's like, I'm still confident. I know I got this, but it's just nice to shake off the cobwebs. So Debbie, what was the best piece of advice you were ever given, and who is it from?
Well, in thinking about this, I may have a little bit different story than some, that I didn't find that I had a lot of mentors in my life. Not that there weren't a lot of great people, but I don't think I really understood how to ask for a mentor, what to seek. So I'll go way back to a teacher of mine, and I think you've heard me talk about her before. Her name was Sally Brundage, and unfortunately the was is there, she's passed. She had this, she was the theater teacher and the English teacher in my high school. And I was focused on academics and sports. And I really felt like I was doing well and doing a lot, by the way, I thought. And she pushed me to get into debate. And I thought, debate's not athletic and it's not really theater. It's not really. And so once she got me in debate, she got me into theater. And her advice was to let something someone else saw in me play out. And she was dramatic and she was demanding. And yet when she told me I could do it, it made me realize that she saw that I could, I just hadn't seen it yet. And so the best advice is that if there's somebody who you admire and trust, it's okay, not even okay, it's probably great to say to that person, what do you see in me that perhaps I don't? And now it might be destructive and it might sound like criticism, and she gave me some of that too, but it might be something that you think, oh my gosh, I never pictured myself in that. And I don't think a month passes, and probably not a week, that I don't think of her telling me something I was doing right or wrong, and how I knew at the core she believed in me. So that advice is bundled up into really a personality and a person who I didn't realize was a mentor because I didn't know what they were called at that time.
Yeah, well, she saw that in you. So I have to ask here, I know everybody who knows you that's going to listen is going to want to know, what was your first theater production when you got involved? What was the first thing you did?
We did a show called Curtain Going Up, and I played, believe it or not, I played a person who sat in the audience who was an older person. And I'm sure as a child I said old lady, and now at my age I'm an older person. But my entrance was from the audience, and I crossed over a bridge, and I remember just feeling so excited about the idea of entertaining people. Not that it was my show. I wasn't even a main character really, but I was a contributor. And I felt like if people are entertained and they feel good, I'm sure that planted a seed on speaking somewhere in it. So Curtain Going Up was it.
That's a great memory, I'm sure. And Debbie, as entrepreneurs, we are always constantly learning. If you could recommend one book to our community of entrepreneurs, which book would it be? Who's the author? And then briefly describe it.
Okay. Keith McFarlane wrote a book called Bounce. And in regardless of when this gets published and promoted, Bounce, there are a lot of books called Bounce, but Keith McFarlane wrote this book, and it is all about how do we change and grow through change, not simply make it through, but what are some of the true tactics and approaches that we can utilize? And I've been recommending that, and I'd read it years ago, read it again during the pandemic, and I highly recommend it for people who say, maybe perhaps there's something in our minds or in our actions or our beliefs that we haven't considered, and Bounce will certainly give you some direction.
I think that's something I'm definitely interested in reading. I'm going to check it out on Amazon after this call. But normally it would be time for the spotlight story, but instead on Rewind the Clock episodes, I want to give my guests the opportunity to shout out and bring light to another entrepreneur's endeavors, someone else who is grinding. Who would you like to show some love to?
My love goes out to Tampa Bay Business and Wealth Magazine and Bridget Bello, Jason Baker, Jolynn Brown. They just celebrated 2 years. And what I see awesome. About that grind that you call it is, they created a magazine when people said print magazine wasn't interesting. They focused on positivity when a lot of people aren't. And in fairness, they've been kind enough to include some of my writing, which I really appreciate that they said, hey, we're interested in what you have to say from an etiquette perspective. And my etiquette perspective is not one that is traditional. It's about communication and behaviors and relationships. And they've really brought me as part of the family, but it's not about me. And this, the shout out to them is they've introduced me as well as so many other readers to all of these business leaders and entrepreneurs by bringing their stories to life, having them write articles, and I see them as such a positive in our Tampa Bay community, and congratulations to them for 2 years, but wow, I can only imagine 20, 40 more that will follow.
I'm sure you can attest to this, how strong the entrepreneur community is here in Tampa, and especially St. Pete. I mean, I've been able to put together this program. Now we have 100 episodes recorded, and I've been able to show and market at least four. I don't have the number yet. I will do the numbers, but at least half, I'm sure, of Tampa. I've been able to connect with these business owners, learn and grow from on each episode. So I definitely don't take for granted the beautiful place we live. But Debbie, thank you so much for coming on today. I know our listeners are going to see all the value in your show. I loved how you showed the positive light in COVID. You mentioned how you weren't earning money financially, but you're still able to do what you love. And you actually joined me on the COVID corner in the beginning of COVID, where even though we can't earn money, we do need to stay relevant and still connect with the people who support us all the time. And that's what you're able to do. So thank you for that. And it is time for the last word. And as you remember, we do this on our other shows as well, because I want the listeners to really get to know my guests. Is there something you would like to share with everybody that we did not get to touch on yet today?
Yes. Thank you for having me, Vin, and for everybody. Regardless of what you're thinking about, what your beliefs are, where your position is on anything in life and in business, really think about, do you identify with something, or is something your identity? And I can see Ben nodding his head, and I hope as you're listening to this or watching it, that be really mindful, please, that if somebody has a belief or an idea that they identify with, that we don't just quickly make that part of their identity and label and judge. Because when we think about even our businesses, Vin, that I identify with presenting powerfully and I identify with so much, my identity as a human being and as a contributor in the community and a wife and a friend, those are part of my identity. And I wouldn't want anybody to think about only one thing that I'm identifying with as my whole identity. And if we could carry that out to the rest of our society, we could see people through a lens that isn't necessarily so narrow.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to ask for her professional social media, website, anything to request her services or to follow her endeavors. But I do want to encourage her on Instagram. She does promote quotes just like that every day. Her email chain is great as well. So Debbie, can you please share that information for everybody?
Yes, I welcome everybody. So I do something called the Lundbergism every workday, and it's like what I call a coach's corner or a Lundbergism, and those are available on Instagram. I also have them go through LinkedIn. Everything for social media for me is at Debbie Lundberg, and Lundberg is Lundberg. And my website is that. The only exception is my Facebook business page is Presenting Powerfully by Debbie Lundberg. And I welcome anybody and feedback, questions. It's a wonderful way to learn together.
Be sure to check out all her wonderful content, and it's social media time for the show, and we're on whichever platform you like to use. On LinkedIn, we're at What It's Really Like to Be an Entrepreneur. On Instagram and Facebook, your favorite morning podcast. And on Twitter, it's Podcasts by Lancey, so you have updates from this show and a mental health break with Vincent A. Lancey. Of course, my handles are at Vincent A. Lancey for all social media and YouTube, and my website is vincentalancey.com. If you check out my books, DM me. I would love to hear from you all. Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Left 4 Dead, A Story of Redemption, and How to Transform Your Mindset When the Norm Is Changed, all are on my website now. As always, I will end the show with a quote that inspired me and know it will for you too. This one is from Eleanor Roosevelt. She said, "Remember, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent." Thanks for listening, and I'll see you all on the next episode of What It's Really Like to Be an Entrepreneur.